So anytime you see measles, which typically we don't see a lot of, it can be concerning. So we just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware that there has been a measles outbreak, to make sure they're up to date on their MMR, which is their measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, and to know what the signs and symptoms are and know what to do if they think they might have the measles.
And outbreaks aren't common because that vaccine you mentioned is so widespread. It's given to kids throughout schools for the most part these days. And people who are older who haven't had that vaccine, most of them may have already had measles.
If you're not sure about your measles status, then obviously you want to talk to your doctor. Most people have been vaccinated that are younger. Typically, you get the first vaccine when you turn a year old, and then you get your second vaccine when you're 4 to 6 years old. So people that are from the, let's see here.
So 1957 is the magic year. If you were born before 1957, then you probably have natural immunity. You've had the measles.
For someone who has had that vaccine earlier in their life, is that good for life? If I had it when I was in grade school, am I no worries on my part or...
For the most part, that confers lifetime immunity, but there may be situations where your immune system may not be as robust. If you're immunocompromised, then you may be vulnerable to it, to getting infected, but the infection shouldn't be as severe, the way I understand. If you have not been immunized and you are exposed to the measles virus, you have a 90% chance of getting measles.
So, Liz, what does measles feel like? What are the symptoms?
I was a little kid when I had it. But what I've read is that it can actually come on as a cold. You can have a headache, cough, sinus issues, congestion, and then a fever, and then rash. And that's the combination of a fever and a rash with those upper respiratory symptoms. That's a bad combination. That's a combination that you want to be concerned about. Some kind of a viral that's more than just a cold.
And this is a serious thing because it does kill people, I think, every year.
Yes, the fevers are very, very high with measles, and you can have hearing issues with as a result. You can lose your hearing. There's other consequences from it if you, hospitalization.
So if people out in the listening audience are hearing this, what's a take-home message for them? Check their status for immunization.
Yeah, you can call the public health nurse or the clinic and find out what your immune status is if you've been vaccinated. If your children have not been vaccinated or they're close to the time where they should be, see about getting them vaccinated. The actual, if you've been exposed to measles, the recommended treatment is to get the MMR right away and within 72 hours of exposure, and that can be provide some protection. If you are concerned that you may have the measles, this is the checklist. If you've traveled or been exposed to somebody who has traveled, that's one risk factor. If you have a fever and a rash, or your child has a fever and a rash, that's another risk factor. So those three things, travel history, a rash, and a fever, please call the clinic or the hospital to determine what your next course should be. We request that people not come to the hospital because it's highly contagious. If a person with measles is in a room, that room has to be evacuated for up to or more than 2 hours, up to 24 hours, in order for that virus to clear. It is an airborne contagion. It is highly contagious, and we certainly don't want anybody to get the measles from being in a common area. So please call the hospital before you come with your child or with yourself.
Erin, other take-homes or...
I think that covers it pretty well. We just want to make sure people, they don't need to panic, but we just want to make sure they know what steps to take, make sure that they're being proactive about this, that they're checking on their immune status as far as the vaccines go. If they didn't have it in Alaska, then they need to check where they might have gotten their vaccines as a child. And a lot of us, especially because you're getting it at such a young age, may not remember it. Mm-hmm. So it's just important to make sure that they've received it. And if they're not sure or can't find any record of it, then they can always talk to their doctor about getting it.